It's been 2 days now since Donald Trump became President-elect Trump. Today he meets at the White House, visits the White House for the first time to meet with President Obama. While one of the most dizzying, contentious, and controversial races is in the rearview mirror, the question is what's in the future for the country and for Republicans and Democrats. Joining us to talk about what's ahead is our political team, Dan Payne. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Bob.
And Todd Domke. Good morning to you, Todd.
Good morning, Bob.
So we've already had President-elect Trump and House Speaker Paul Ryan make conciliatory overtures toward each other after their rocky relationship during the campaign. So is this real? Can Donald Trump forge a long-term working relationship with GOP leadership? Todd, you start.
I think it's very possible. They get along on various issues. I think they will have no problem collaborating on repeal of Obamacare, reducing taxes and regulation. However, Republican congressional leaders won't go along with Trump on some of his campaign promises, term limits, for example. But Trump is willing to make deals with others and be steered by others, as long as the others play to his ego. So as long as Speaker Ryan and Senate Majority Leader McConnell flatter him and are willing to be occasionally humiliated by him, as Trump did to Chris Christie and others who opposed and supported him during the primaries, they can work together. Trump is not very interested in policy, so he'll let the others iron out the particulars.
Dan Payne.
Well, in Donald Trump's world, long term is 5 minutes. He has the attention span of a kindergartner, in the words of the co-author of the Art of the Deal book. Now, Trump has plowed over Paul Ryan, his Republican opponents, John McCain, the Bush family, Mitt Romney, not to mention a Gold Star family, Muslims, African Americans, and Hispanics. Now, he and Speaker Ryan had to play nice. It's in their mutual interest to be civil. But once Trump sends legislation to Congress, that'll change. CEOs like Trump aren't used to hearing the word no.
Big picture for both parties. GOP won the White House, both houses of Congress, of course, this week. But does the Trump win blow up the conservative wing and what was left of the moderate wing of the Republican Party? Given that Trump's win among white working class voters, is the GOP now the populist party, Todd?
Well, the conservative movement is now a misnomer. The only movement has been backwards during the rise of Trump. Conservative defenders of Trump have had to defend him personally, his flip-flops and wacky statements, rather than advocate and explain conservative principles. Now, the Republican Party isn't populist. Most of the elected leaders are establishment in their thinking, and they're mostly thinking about re-election. But the party infrastructure, the RNC in particular, is being taken over by the alt-right. Steve Bannon of Breitbart News and others who encourage anti-Semitism, white supremacy, and conspiracy theories. So if the new populism is basically white nationalism, the GOP is now celebrating a Pyrrhic victory. Trump won, but the party is doomed if it's dominated by the alt-right.
What about Democrats, Dan Payne? In the wake of their resounding defeat, what's the Democrats' identity going forward?
Well, Democrats will go through the same things they did after George McGovern got clobbered by Richard Nixon. There'll be some navel-gazing, some recriminations, some whining, mostly by the I-told-you-so backers of Bernie Sanders. The Sanders people will claim that a socialist would have beaten Trump. Bernie's plans would have cost taxpayers trillions. His record in the Senate consists of two bills he got passed. Both were for post offices, renaming post offices in Vermont. And his wife was president of a hippie liberal arts type college in Burlington that went bankrupt. Now, Bernie was a Marxist who honeymooned in Russia during the Cold War. The Republicans would have had a field day with Bernie Sanders. And besides, he's 75. Democrats are going to have to look elsewhere for fresh blood.
So give me one name. After Obama leaves in January, who leads the Democratic Party?
I suppose there will be remnants of Clinton people who will be involved, possibly Tim Kaine. Certainly Chuck Schumer, the incoming minority leader in the Senate, will play a large role.
All right. I want to talk about staffing for the Trump administration. Trump's top campaign loyalists seem destined for top jobs, don't they? Name names, Todd Domke.
Well, perhaps Rudy Giuliani as Attorney General. Newt Gingrich is speculated about as a possible Secretary of State, Chris Christie in some capacity, Reince Priebus, the RNC chair, maybe as Chief of Staff, Corey Lewandowski, his first campaign manager who he fired but was then paid by CNN to continue to promote Trump might be the new Republican National Committee chairman.
Dan?
Well, Ben Carson could become Surgeon General. Senator Jeff Sessions might become Defense Secretary. And Kellyanne Conway will do press, I suppose. I'm not sure where Chris Christie goes other than jail. I mean, he's looking at 10 years for the Bridgegate fiasco.
Do you expect Donald Trump to reach out to Democrats, to women, to Latinos for top administration post on?
Yes, I think you'll want a fairly diverse administration, just like he had diversity on his TV show, The Apprentice. They will look different, but they'll have one thing in common, being blindly loyal to Trump. He insists on that. And they'll live in fear of saying the wrong thing and having him find out and say, you're fired.
Dan, do you think we'll quickly see a conservative jurist nominated to fill the Supreme Court vacancy of the late Justice Antonin Scalia?
You bet. The New York Times looked at the list of more than a dozen potential justices that Trump came up with and said they're all conservatives. And that's important because Trump could get as many as three appointments to the Supreme Court. Two liberal judges are 83 and 78, and the moderate judge, justice, is 80. None is in good health, so Trump could appoint a court that will make decisions for the next 30 or 40 years.
Last question. During the campaign, we repeatedly heard Trump and former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani insist that Hillary Clinton should be prosecuted and jailed over emails, the Clinton Foundation, donation, pay to play, etc. You think the Justice Department under President Trump will be assigned to go after her or just let her fade out after the loss, Todd?
Well, Trump can be extremely vindictive, and the same with Rudy Giuliani. So if he's Attorney General, who knows? It'd be foolish if they did go after her, but it also seemed foolish when they attacked a former Miss Universe as overweight. So we'll see.
And Dan Payne, last word.
Well, let's not forget Hillary Clinton did get 58 million votes, slightly more than Trump got. Trump's also got a trial date of his own on November 28th when former Trump University students are suing him for fraud. As Ricky Ricardo used to say, he's got some splaining to do.
Dan Payne, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Todd Domke, thank you.
Good to be with you, Bob.